We are going to talk with a journalist this hour about wheel taxes in Wisconsin and why communities are considering this option once again to fund local road maintenance. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, September 2nd. The Appleton City Council tonight considers a proposal to implement a $20 annual wheel tax. Chippewa County will vote on a $10 per vehicle wheel tax next Tuesday, which leads us to today's big question. Would you support or oppose a local wheel tax in your community? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We are going to talk with our guest about the history of wheel taxes in Wisconsin, who's doing wheel taxes now, how they're working, how they're not working, and why communities are looking to this option to begin with. Let me welcome our guest. Steve Walters is the senior producer at Wisconsin Eye. He's a former Madison bureau chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and he recently wrote about how local governments are reconsidering a wheel tax to help maintain roads. He joins us in our studios. Good morning.
Joy, thank you very much for having me.
Well, thanks for being with us. So how did this idea of a wheel tax resurface across Wisconsin?
Well, you have to look at three dimensions. Let's put it in context. Is there any long-term highway or transportation solution coming from Washington, D.C.? No. They just adopted a Band-Aid smoothing, and they raised taxes on corporations, allowing them to contribute less for pensions to provide a very short-term solution. And when you look at the capital, the projected deficit in the transportation budget ranges from $280 million to as high as $600 million just in the next biennium. And a footnote, the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance has said if we continue to fund transportation at the 2013 levels for 10 years, we'll be $2 billion short. And then finally, local governments are still struggling to pay the high costs of last winter, and they're very afraid of the high costs of next winter. So that's some of the context.
Chilling. So that's good. What are the nuts and bolts of a wheel tax? How does that work?
Local governments can adopt it, and it takes effect 90 days after they adopt it. And they can set the amounts. What I'm looking at is a table showing from $10 to $20, $20 in the city of Milwaukee. And the heart of it is when you and I get our $75 vehicle license plate notice, the wheel tax is added to that. Now, the Department of Transportation takes 10 cents off of every vehicle as a fee to administer it. And then the rest is given back to the local governments that are charging that wheel tax.
So anyone who registers a vehicle in a community that has a wheel tax will pay this extra $10 or $20.
With this caveat that the vehicle is under 8,000 pounds. Now, this covers our cars, SUVs, light trucks.
Okay. And who already has a wheel tax in Wisconsin?
Four communities have it. Beloit started it in April 1 of 1986, $10 a year. Janesville started it April 1 of 2012, $10 a year. The city of Milwaukee started it December 1 of 2008 at $20 a year. And St. Croix County, on the border with neighboring Minnesota, started at January 1 of 2008, $10 a year, excuse me, and four communities tried it and dropped it.
Who are the four that dropped it?
Marathon County had it from February 1 of 1987 until January 31 of 1988, $10. And City of Mayville, a tiny community, had a $10 wheel tax from April 1, 2009 until April 1 of 2014. And Sheboygan City had it, and it's very interesting in Sheboygan. They tried it at different levels. They tried it at $10, they tried it at $8, and they tried it at $6, and finally repealed it. And then the final fourth city that dropped it was Amory, which had a $5 fee from January 1 of 1987 until December 31 of 1991. So when you talk about Appleton, which could vote tonight, and
Chippewa County.
Chippewa County, excuse me. I see them as kind of breaking the tie in terms of testing the local waters, because you and I know a wheel tax is understandable, which means that some of our callers are going to have views on a wheel tax.
I would think that most will not like the idea very much. So is that why these four dropped it? Political or
yes.
local pressure?
Well, a statement from someone at the League of Municipalities says, "It has not been used because local officials are loath to add to the local tax burden." Now, you and I know, translated, that means political pressure.
Yeah. Well, what about the four that do have it? Are those communities more accepting?
Well, they've been able to weather any political storms, and it's interesting. It brings in, let's see, $6.3 million a year for the city of Milwaukee. And if you want to look at how much Appleton would get under a $20 wheel tax, it would be $1.7 million. And when I talked to Mayor Tim Hanna last week, he said, "Steve, I want you to understand, we would use this not as a revenue upper, but to substitute for some of these special assessments that are also not popular with our residents."
Well, what does he mean by that? What special assessments?
Special assessments, they're going to rebuild your sidewalk, they're going to rebuild your roadway, and you're going to pay a part of that based on your square footage. But it's interesting, when I talked to the Chippewa County executive, he said, "Look, we are out of money to pay for the next snowstorm." And he also said, our wheel tax would be for 5 years only, and then it would sunset. And I said, "Why?" He said, "We think giving the legislature and the leaders in the Capitol 5 years to resolve the long-term funding problem, which is absolutely huge, that's why we're offering a five-year sunset."
Interesting. Well, I also don't I remember Dane County considering a wheel tax a couple of years ago and rejecting it because I thought there was concerns that it was not a that it was a regressive tax.
Well, I think it was discussed, but I think you and I agree it didn't get very far along in the pipeline. But it's interesting. Both counties and local governments, cities, villages, and towns, can enact it. And so if you live in a county where both the county and your community of residents, you could get a double wheel tax. It's fascinating.
Well, in Appleton or Chippewa County or these communities that have a wheel tax, the alternative to not having it is what? Beat up roads, no snowplows,
lagging street care, more potholes, especially in tough winters that we just saw last winter. So the options are not very good. And I want you to understand, if you go from a state perspective, our gas tax is 30.9 cents, and that has not been raised since 2006. And the $75 bill that you and I get to register our vehicles, that's not been raised since 2008. When you look at the Marquette University Law School polls, repeatedly they say, "We value and need a good transportation system." But then the next questions, would you consider raising the gas tax or the vehicle registration fee? A majority say no. So you have this contradiction.
We are talking with Steve Walters, the senior producer at Wisconsin Eye, former Madison Bureau Chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We are talking with him about how some local governments are reconsidering a wheel tax to help maintain their local roads. The Appleton City Council tonight will vote on whether to implement a $20 annual wheel tax. Chippewa County will consider a $10 per vehicle wheel tax next week. And it leads us to today's big question. Do you support or oppose the concept of a local wheel tax? Would you support a wheel tax in your community? And why or why not? What questions do you have about this? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Should local governments institute a wheel tax? That is today's big question. We are talking about this because city leaders in Appleton and officials in Chippewa County are considering whether to implement a wheel tax to help pay for road maintenance. We are talking with a guest journalist about the arguments for and against the concept, and we invite you to weigh in with your questions and your views. On this week's big question, would you support a wheel tax in your community? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Our guest is Steve Walters, senior producer at Wisconsin Eye. And let's take our first call, Joan in Williams Bay. Hi, Joan.
2-3-4. Oh, hi there. Thanks for your program. I'm interested, when I heard about wheel tax, I'm interested in also making sidewalks safe to walk on. So why not have a shoe tax so that we can make
funds available? Did you say a shoe
tax? Beg pardon?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Joan.
Yeah, so we can have our community be a walk-friendly place so that repairs can be made to sidewalks and you know, not potholes in sidewalks, but sidewalks and curbs even to make them better.
Would you support or oppose, Joan, a shoe tax?
Yeah, shoe tax.
Would you support or oppose that? Do you think that your community should impose a shoe tax to...
Because our sidewalks are in bad shape in a lot of places, and you know, we especially seniors, they like, you know, getting out for a walk is nice, and it's scary because you think you're going to fall because there's uneven sidewalks or there's uneven you know, the curbs are bad and so forth.
Right. The point being maybe that local communities need to fix up more than their roads. I think she's facetious with a shoe tax. But Steve,
want to point out, Joan, thanks for your call. The sidewalks and how they're maintained and the pedestrian walks are the ultimate local decision of city governments. And it's all part of the mix of how much are we going to spend plowing snow and removing snow. How much do we have to fill potholes? How much do we have to maintain city streets? And the condition of sidewalks and how well they serve pedestrians is the ultimate local decision. And officials in the Capitol have some major funding issues to deal with in the next biennial session. And I just want to point out that of all transportation funds, 18.7% go back to local units of government to help them make decisions like the conditions of the sidewalks. But thank you.
Yeah, thanks very much. And I don't know, Steve, if you know this, but I as the property owner pay for the sidewalk when it needs to be fixed?
You pay a part of it, and mm-hmm. your local government pays a part of it. And I think it's prorated based on how much footage you have, whether mm-hmm. it's a very long sidewalk or a short one, and other details in terms of how much
and
improvements.
The wheel tax that is collected in some of these communities, it's used mainly for the roads or maybe a broader definition?
It's really a mix.
Yeah.
As I said, the Appleton mayor told me, well, we're going to use it to offset the special assessments that are not popular.
Yeah.
But the city of Milwaukee uses it to maintain its streets, largely.
So in Appleton, by offsetting the assessments, that means that some of that money could be used to fix sidewalks.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Why isn't that shared revenue with local communities enough to fix local roads?
Because it's under pressure. We have, in the next biennial budget, we've got to make decisions on public schools, which candidates that I interview, I ask, what's the biggest issue in the next biennium? 2 out of 3, 3 out of 4 say it's public schools. Then you have a Medicaid budget that exceeds $3 billion a year. Now the feds pay 60% of that. And you in the funding dialogue, go back to the Charles Franken polls, people are reluctant to pay more in gas tax or their $75 vehicle fee. So I think long-term transportation funding is one of the biggest issues that's got to be settled in the next session.
Let's take another call from Bill in Appleton. Hello, Bill.
Hi, Joy. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, so what do you think of this wheel tax proposal in Appleton?
I'm all for it because I happen to be living on a street that will be special, that will be assessed a special assessment to the tune of anywhere from $5,000 to $8,000 for our chunk of street that's going to be repaired. And I guess the argument is that that is adding value to our house, having a street in proper working condition. I find that hard to believe, especially at the $8,000 cost on about a $130,000 house. That's a pretty big chunk of value added to my house that I would have a hard time recouping if I sold it, I think.
That is amazing. $8,000 for your property to help fix the road in front of your house.
Yeah, I don't have the exact cost because they haven't given that to me, but it's the estimate is between $5,000 and $8,000 for our chunk. And we happen to be living on a corner, so if they decide to fix the other street on our lot, I'll be hit with about the same amount at that time too.
Lucky you. So this wheel tax would reduce that amount or even eliminate that special assessment?
Yeah. I understand that it's too late for us, and I'm going to have to pay that, or we're going to have to pay that this year. But I'm all for switching it to a wheel tax to make it fair for everyone else in the city because, $20 a wheel per year over the life of a 30-year mortgage is a lot easier to handle than a one-time payout of between $5,000 and $8,000 for anybody.
Yeah, Steve.
Bill, thanks for your call. I have a question as I cover the state capitol. As lawmakers and other elected officials sort out the transportation funding deficit in the next 2 years, could I get your reaction to how would you feel about raising the state gas tax now 30.9 cents per gallon or the $75 that you and I pay to register our vehicles?
Well, I'm not a fan of raising taxes to begin with because I think that the government needs to do a better job of managing the money that they have. So I think the first thing that government should look at is how to do more with less or how to do better with what you have. But seeing as how you said that the gas tax hasn't been raised since,
2006, and the $75 that you and I pay for our cars, that hasn't been raised since 2008, Bill.
Yeah, so, I mean, with that in consideration, I mean, the price of everything has gone up since then, so a slight increase, I guess I could live with, wouldn't be happy with it, but I'd live with that.
Thank you, and just a footnote, Bill, it always amazes me, the cost to rebuild the Zoo Freeway, the busiest intersection in this state, over several years, $1.7 billion, that's with a B.
That's a lot of money.
That's just a lot of money. So it goes back to what Bill said, that the cost of these projects are going up and rather staggering. And just a footnote on the Zoo Freeway, the Department of Transportation projects that in the next biennium, that's 2015-2017, they will need $757 million just for two projects, the Zoo Interchange and the Hone Bridge. So I'm just underscoring, I'm not advocating for anything. I'm just underscoring the cost of some of these projects. But, Bill, thanks for your call.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Bill. Michael in Appleton. So we have another Appleton resident.
Good. Let him vote.
What do you think? What's your vote, Michael?
Hi. Yes, I'm for the tax or the fee or any kind of tax or any kind of fee that would pay for the roads because we have to pay for them. And I don't want to drive. If I'm using them, I don't want to drive over them if they're full of potholes or need repair. So, it's only right that I should pay for what I use. The same holds true for everything, wars, defense, everything.
Yeah.
So I'm for it.
There's another one. What about raising the gas tax or raising registration fees in order to help have a bigger pot of money for these transportation projects, Michael?
Yeah, however it works, it's all the same thing. If we're going to pay for it with a fee or a gas tax, I would prefer a gas tax rather than a fee, but either one works or a combination.
Well, Michael, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Okay, I'm just two years ago, there was a task force formed to explore long-range funding of transportation statewide. And one of the ideas thrown out would be that when you and I get our $75 license plate fee, we would tell the Department of Transportation how many miles we traveled on that vehicle, and there'd be a very small surtax based on the mileage traveled. Could I? I'm just curious in your response to that idea, Michael.
I'm for that idea. I think, you know, I haven't thought about it, haven't heard about it before, but, you know, how much someone uses a road is a factor. I mean, it's, you know, it's, then it would be less regressive. But this is a small regressive thing. I mean, tax. So I don't have a problem that way. But, you know, that's another way of doing it, and it's a good way of doing it. And it would address using it.
Yeah, Michael, I need to jump in because we have news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio coming up next. And then we'll continue discussing today's big question. Do you support local wheel taxes? A couple of Wisconsin communities are considering implementing a wheel tax, like $20 or $10 annually for to assess fees so they can help pay for local roads projects. And we welcome your thoughts, your questions at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. This is the Ideas Network. The Appleton City Council will vote tonight on whether to implement a $20 annual wheel tax. Chippewa County will vote on a $10 per vehicle wheel tax next Tuesday, September 9th. Leading us to today's big question, would you support a wheel tax in your community? These communities are implementing or want to implement a wheel tax to help pay for winter road maintenance and other local highway maintenance. And we welcome your thoughts and questions for our guest, Stephen Walters, senior producer at Wisconsin Eye, a former Madison bureau chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He recently wrote about how local governments are reconsidering a wheel tax to help maintain roads. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Let's sort of reset, Steve. We have Kate on Twitter who says, please mention that in Appleton, the wheel tax would replace the special assessments, which are very burdensome. So that's right.
Well, yes. When I talked to the mayor of Appleton, he said our goal is to replace those special assessments. And the League of Wisconsin Municipalities says this is the unique nature of the Appleton wheel tax, that they're really trying to do away with those special assessments, which are unpopular. It's an issue of which is more unpopular, wheel tax or special assessments.
Yeah, and then in Chippewa County, though, it's just to it's actually to put in a budget so they have money to snowplow.
Right. Their winter maintenance budget in Chippewa County is usually $1.2 million. Last year it was $2.1 million. And the county executive said, we have no money right now. We're afraid of the next snowfall.
Yeah. And as we talked about, just for those listeners just joining us, there are four communities presently in Wisconsin that have a wheel tax.
Beloit, Janesville, City of Milwaukee, and St. Croix County.
And there are four that had it but dropped it.
Amory, Marathon County, Mayville, and Sheboygan.
Yeah.
City
of
Sheboygan.
Any word on whether we have Chippewa County and Appleton right now, but are others formulating their proposals?
I think other local officials are going to watch the votes in Appleton and in Chippewa very closely.
Cindy from Appleton wants to know, is the wheel tax going to be per wheel or per vehicle? I don't know.
Cindy, that's a good question. It is per vehicle, and you would see the additional wheel tax when you got your license plate fee notice from the State Department of Transportation. It is not per wheel, but that's a very good question.
Yeah, so when you pay for your registration, that's added on to that $75 that we typically pay.
Yes.
Well, you know, and we were talking during the news. We had a couple of callers from Appleton, both in support of the wheel tax because they were not fans of the special assessment. And I was just trying to remember ever being assessed. I certainly remember being assessed a fee for replacing sidewalks in front of my home, but not for, you know, typical road maintenance. What's the difference?
Well, I'm not an expert on this, but here's what I think. If you're out there fixing potholes, that's pretty much a special. But if your entire street is being redone to include new sidewalks and a complete reconstruction, then I believe you could be subject to more of a special assessment on your home.
Yeah. But again, the communities that are considering this, it's because they don't have the money for this. For these repairs or special projects, and they're not going to get any from the feds. They're not going to get any necessarily from the state of Wisconsin.
They're very worried about they'll be getting less from state government in terms of, because our state transportation system priorities are so costly. And in Washington, it's a very unsettled picture as well.
All right, here we go to the phones. You know, since we heard from two callers from Appleton who were in favor of the wheel tax, I was going to put a special call out asking if somebody opposed it. Joan from Appleton is on the line, and you are against the wheel tax, Joan.
Yes, that's correct. My understanding is how this came about is there are a number of property owners that were going to have new street put in, and their assessment was to be paid right up front. Which was large, you know, $9,000-$10,000 sum. When we put in our streets, we got a period of time with which we could pay that. It was in installments. So I understand their predicament, but then I want them to also understand how we who have paid for our streets feel. We've paid for these streets. We've had to pay over a number of years for our streets. So I'm concerned because now I'm going to be taxed for the other people who want to get their special assessment for free. I'm against that. And furthermore, I'm a retired person. I don't get more money in Social Security because I have to pay a street tax. So this is my concern.
Yeah. You know, she paid her assessment. Now she has to pay an extra wheel tax to pay somebody else's?
Yeah, well, this is this is what I call one of these generational dialogues that we're having over Medicare and Social Security. And Joan, I understand your predicament. Mm-hmm. You did what you had to do to pay off your assessment over maybe a period of years. And now there's a new issue and the wheel tax. So I understand where you're coming from. But again, one of the beauties of Wisconsin is this is a local government decision. And even as tough a call as that's going to be.
Yeah. Joan, thanks very much. Are you going to go to the city council meeting tonight and give them a piece of your mind?
I'm very well may.
All right, good luck. Let's go next to Sharon in Wausau. Hi, Sharon.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
It's another interesting program. I actually wanted to ask a question as far as your caller's suggestion for the surcharge. On the number of miles that you drive per year, and maybe it needs a point of clarification. I'm assuming that, you know, if you drive more miles, you're already paying a considerable amount of additional tax in the gas tax that you're having to fuel your vehicle with. So it seems like the surcharge would be a double tax on those individuals, you know, basically who do have excess miles. So the clarification is, where does the tax go for your gas tax? Where does that money actually end up?
Sharon, the state gas tax, 30.9 cents per gallon. Again, it hasn't changed since 2006. That goes into the state highway fund. And in this year, the state transportation revenues will be $1.84 billion. So when you pay the state gas tax of 30.9 cents, it goes right into the state transportation fund. It's the biggest source of state revenue for the state transportation fund. I'm not counting federal aid. Federal aid in 2012 was $692.6 million. So it goes directly into the state transportation fund. But there have been so many variables since it was last raised in 2006, with more hybrid vehicles, more volts, which run on electricity, So you have this emerging dialogue over how we're going to pay for transportation. And I'm really curious. Governor Walker said last week in the final 2 months before the November 4 vote, he'll be laying out his goals for what would be, if he's reelected, his second term. One of them has got to be a long-term funding transportation strategy for the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah. And when you mentioned that you asked one of our callers, would you support this, was it a registration fee that would be different depending on how much you drove?
Well,
did somebody actually propose that?
Yes. This was one of the recommendations of a task force 2 years ago. Now, those recommendations went nowhere in the Capitol, absolutely nowhere. But one of the options is when you and I get our $75 license plate renewal fee, we also estimate how many miles was this vehicle driven? 10,000, 12, 18. And then there would be a small surtax added to the 75 based on our answer. And I'm going to point out that assumes that we're honest people. And
I was going to say only to church on Sundays.
Because the idea of putting sensors in our cars is too, well, time I interviewed Mary Burke, that was her term, Democratic candidate for governor. That's a little too big brotherish.
Yeah. And so, this proposal didn't go anywhere. But our Sharon was wondering, is that on top of a gas tax and the increase in the gas tax? And yes, if that went through.
Well, yeah. Yes. But yeah. I want to point out, because the recommendations 2 years ago to put state transportation funding on a better basis, more of a pay-as-you-go, it didn't go anywhere. We are borrowing in the current two-year budget $991 million. So we've bought some time in terms of addressing the long-term state transportation funding.
Well, has anybody brought up a statewide wheel tax?
I would argue that a statewide wheel tax would be raising our $75 fee. And let me just point that out since you raise it. If we have about 4.5 million cars, SUVs, and light trucks. So if you kicked our $75 annual fee to $85, a $10 increase, that would raise only $45 million. And projections of our next biennial budget shortfall range from about $280 to $600, depending on how you want to count.
Yeah. Thank you, Sharon. Let's go next to Diana in Green Bay. Hello, Diana.
Hi. I was calling, and I'm wondering why we couldn't just give the big oil companies less of a tax break to help pay for the streets, because the streets benefit them a great deal, and they've got money. They're making billions of dollars in profits. So why would we, the people who are hardly making enough money, and some of us with hardly enough to put food on our table, have to be taxed even more?
Well, I'm not sure. I don't know. Steve, maybe you can talk a little bit about how the Appleton's not going to be able to do that in terms of stopping a subsidy to the oil company.
Diana, I think you're talking about a tax code change that would have to be approved in the Capitol. And under the uniformity clause of the Constitution, it says that all classes of property must be traded equally. It might have a problem with that. Also, you mentioned oil companies. They're just part of the issue here. When you and I fix our streets and highways, you have firms that design, you have concrete companies. So I wonder why any break would just go to oil companies. And first of all, that's a tax code change. It would probably have to be approved in the Capitol.
Yeah. We are talking with Steve Walters, senior producer at Wisconsin Eye, former Madison bureau chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We are talking with him about a piece he wrote about how local governments are reconsidering a wheel tax to help maintain local roads. Two communities are considering implementing a wheel tax, including Appleton, votes tonight on a proposal that would implement a $20 annual wheel tax. Chippewa County will vote on a $10 per vehicle wheel tax next Tuesday. Leading us to today's big question, would you support a wheel tax in your community? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. This is The Big Question on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. In today's big question, we are asking, should local governments institute a wheel tax to maintain local roads? A couple of communities are considering that. A handful of communities have a wheel tax on the books. A handful have had one in the past but dropped it due to opposition in their communities. We welcome your thoughts and questions and observations on this. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We've heard from a number of people from Appleton that either supported or opposed the proposed wheel tax. What about Chippewa County? Anybody listening in Chippewa County, what do you think of the proposed wheel tax there to help I guess, actually clear the roads this winter? The budget is so low. You need to have some money to plow snow this winter. All because of tight budgets at the state level, tight budgets at the federal level. Do you support the concept of a local wheel tax to help maintain local roads? Let's go back to the phones. Isaac in Connersville. In Connersville is with us. Hi, Isaac.
Hello, how are you today?
Good. Where are you calling from?
I am near Chatfield, St. Charles.
Okay.
I'm actually a truck driver. I'm driving on the road. And I was just wondering, I wanted to ask you guys, do they have any proposals for truck drivers to add taxes for, like, say, the wheel tax? Because there's a lot of truck drivers on that drive through Wisconsin and a lot of other states.
Yeah, good question. This would not apply to truck drivers unless they, I guess, lived in and own their truck. Steve, do you know?
It would not apply to trucks. And Isaac, thanks for your call. The cutoff here is 8,000 pounds. The way our leaders in the Capitol deal with the fees on new commercial trucks is they have a separate fee schedule for your heavy trucks. Now, when that is adjusted, it's not always adjusted in a state budget, but that's adjusted as part of the state budget. So if there were an increase on commercial trucks such as you're driving, please drive safely, it would be part of the next state budget. It would not be part of this wheel tax debate, again, because I bet the truck you're driving right now weighs more than 8,000 pounds.
Yes, it does.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call, Isaac. Good question. And Bonnie emails, and maybe we can recap this. Does the tax include farm vehicles such as tractors?
My understanding is it does not. And it also, if your vehicle is exempt from the $75 annual license plate renewal fee, you are not subject to a wheel tax. And I'm going to go out on a limb here. Someone told me I don't think it also applies to motorcycles.
Okay.
So all those Harleys with potato, potato, potato could be exempt from the wheel tax. I could be wrong.
For now. No. Jean in Toma is with us. Hi, Jean.
Good morning.
Yes. What do you think about the concept of a wheel tax?
Well, at the present time, I'm not in favor of it. I think with what we've got going on in our state with the current government and governor, we need to look at how this affects lower-income families. At the present time, if you're a family of three, the adults in the family get booted off BadgerCare at $19,000 a year or $19,700. So, and then go out in the marketplace. Granted, it's subsidized, but now we're going to add a wheel tax to these people as well who can barely afford to put new tires or even good used tires on a vehicle to get back and forth to work.
Yeah.
You need to be looking at the percentage of lower-income people in their county and how it's going to affect them.
Is that a concern in these communities, Steve?
Well, if you're a low-income person in Appleton, you could still be caught up in the special assessments. Your landlord might even pass it on through higher rents. So whether you can have a poverty factor in this is a very interesting concept. I don't know how – I have questions how it would be run, though.
Thank you, Gene.
Thank you, Gene, for your call.
Tim in Eau Claire is with us now. Hi, Tim.
Hi. I don't support this. I support using the funds to build the roads correctly. There are sections of the Autobahn in Germany that are almost 80 years old that have never needed to be replaced. So if we just build our roads the right way the first time, we won't have to worry about this going forward.
Any comment on that, Steve?
Well, some of our interstate systems, the Zoo Freeway built 40, 50 years ago, cost $1.7 billion with a B. We have some of our major highways that just need to be replaced, but in terms of whether they're going to be replaced the last 10, 20, or 30 years, boy, not being an engineer, I don't know. Thanks, Tim.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Tim. Barry in Eau Claire. I understand that this was considered in Eau Claire at one time, Barry?
Yes, it was. And right now it's being considered in Chippewa County.
Right. And right. Do you like it or not?
No, I don't. I figure we're paying taxes already on the roads if you're living in the county or the city. I was going to suggest that probably having, like, for example, people who live outside the city or the county where they were would be proposing this, who come and work in the area but leave every day, live someplace else, that there be maybe a 1 or 2% tax on their paycheck who come in. Because I, years ago, I'm retired now, but used to drive all the way up to Chippewa, and I worked up there, and I came back, and I always thought that, heck, you know, I wouldn't mind paying something out of my paycheck if I was living in or working in Chippewa County, but I lived in Eau Claire.
Really? You wouldn't have minded that, Barry?
No, I wouldn't. Because the thing was, I would have to leave here in the morning at 5 o'clock to get to work at 6. The roads wouldn't be plowed here because sometimes in Eau Claire they don't plow the roads in my area till 6, 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. But every time I would hit the Chippewa County line, roads would be plowed. So I'd be happy to pay that.
Yeah, so why would you be happy to pay that and not a wheel tax?
Wheel tax, like I said, I'm already paying through taxes here for the roads. Plus, I see, I also see there's another problem here. As long as we continue to build new roads all the time, plus try to maintain the existing roads, it's kind of like a pyramid thing that eventually it's going to collapse under its own weight.
Yeah, Barry, thanks very much for the call. And Steve, we just have a minute left. Maybe just kind of recap where we are here and why can't Chippewa County use the money, the taxes that it already collects to plow the roads?
I think if you asked Chippewa County Executive Frank Pascarella, he would say that they budget very tightly. And when they budget $1.2 million for winter highway maintenance expense and the bills come in at $2.1 million, they don't have any other recourse but to consider a wheel tax. Just a P.S., though, this remains a very controversial issue. State Representative Dean Knutson, he's a Republican from Hudson and a former mayor of Hudson, sponsored a bill that died that would require a referendum in any community before they could charge a wheel tax.
Yeah, you're predicting that other communities are going to be looking at Appleton and Chippewa County to see what happens.
I'm going to say this carefully. I think other local communities will have to consider it and watch the votes in these two local governments.
Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you, Joy.
Stephen Walters is the senior producer at Wisconsin Eye, former Madison bureau chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You can continue voting on our wheel tax big question online at wpr.org/joy. This is the Ideas Network.